to, honestly. I'm still in that mode. But also because often people aren't familiar with Healthy Start programs. I do work with a very tiny Healthy Start program. We have 700 births a year in our tiny island community. Our neighbor to the north is Miami-Dade County. They birth about 32,000 babies a year, and they also have Healthy Start programs. But Healthy Start is national, so I put just a couple slides together so you could understand what Healthy Start programs are. I don't expect any of you to apply for jobs for the QS Healthy Start program. We have 4 employees, and none of us are going anywhere right now. So we're happy, but there's a lot of opportunities nationally. There's a whole different way of approaching maternal and child health and Healthy Start programs, and I listed just a few of the specialties that we see in our programs, in our workers. Everything from health educators, which is basically where I came from as a health educator, but now I'm doing epidemiology work. So there's definitely a spread of things that you can do within maternal and child health and Healthy Start. If you're not familiar with Healthy Start in our country, we do have federally funded Healthy Start programs. We have 3 of those in Florida. There's 96 nationwide. We do have National Association of Healthy Start Coalitions, state programs, and local programs. I work for a local county Healthy Start program. It is Title V funded, which is Medicaid dollars, also maternal and child health block grant dollars. We get state dollars, and we do a lot of fundraising locally. With grants. I do a lot of grant writing. I'm always reminded to write them well because they do pay my salary. So that's kind of how Healthy Start is structured throughout the country. And the basic overarching goals of what the kind of program that I work with is just basically to reduce maternal and infant mortality. And then we always try to make sure that we're screening and promoting a universal screening of pregnant women and infants so that we can identify those who need our services to better improve their outcomes. I wrote down a few websites for you as well if you're interested. I didn't bring any paper, but I'd be happy to answer your questions about maternal and child health programs and specifically Healthy Start programs. And like I said, in encouraging you to think about your career as something that you approach one piece of your life at a time. Your interests are liable to change as you grow as people. Mine certainly did. I will tell you, it's a little easier to go to school before children, so that would be a pearl of wisdom that I might leave you with as well. Thank you.